Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce you to season one.
Season one.
Episode one.
Episode one.
The pilot of Titan Podcast.
Let's go, baby. It's what we like to see.
Titan Podcast. We're rebranding Punchlines in Politics. We're branching out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do more things with it. Brayden, why don't you talk him through our name?
Oh, geez. Our name. Why are we called Titan Podcast, I wonder? Let's talk about it. So, T-I-T-A-N. It's an acronym. So, it is two idiots talking about nothing. We felt that this was an appropriate name simply because we wanted to move away from the Punchlines in Politics name. Simply because, it sounded a little childish. It was a good name for the beginning of this podcast, just to get it off its feet. It also gave our first season a little bit of structure while we were getting comfortable with just kind of recording in the early days. Now that we're feeling a little bit more secure, a little bit more comfortable recording, we feel that it's probably necessary for us to move a little farther away from just the simple Punchlines in Politics keyhole structure. So what we're doing now is we're totally revamping, totally rebranding. We are Titan Podcast now, two idiots talking about nothing.
Which opens the door.
It does.
We can talk about anything we want. Now, because we're both so passionate about politics, we're definitely still going to talk about it.
Sure.
But we wanted to open the door to explore more, like, humorous or more, like, serious. Anything we wanted to talk about.
Exactly. I mean, let's be honest. Some of the more popular and quite honestly, successful podcasts, though they have a structure to their name, some of them are just, you know, whatever. If you look at, like, the TMG podcast...
Shout out Cody and Noel.
Shout out Cody and Noel. You guys, you guys inspired us to do this, quite honestly.
I listen every week.
We're not as funny as you, though, so, you know, screw off.
Well, Cody's not funny either, so.
Cody is too funny.
Noel is funny.
Noel's funny. They're both funny. Cody, I defended you, buddy. I defended you. So if you're listening to this, I don't know why you would, but, like, hey, sponsor me. FCC, what's up?
Shout out FCC.
Shout out FCC. Get your boys. Come get your boys.
But yeah, we wanted to just open the door so that, you know, we wanted to branch out. And this is a perfect opportunity to do that. We dropped some cool new logos in Twitter.
We did. And we want to drop some new merch, too.
Yeah.
I
actually, like, I can't wait to wear mine.
I can't
wait.
It
looks so awesome.
Like, it does look really cool.
It kind of sounds like we're trying to sell them. But, like...
Quite honestly, like...
I don't care. Like, I just wanted to wear it.
Send you the logo. Like, yeah. You do it yourself.
You don't have to buy it from us. We'll send you the logo. It's just a sick-looking logo.
It is a sick-looking...
Check Twitter, man.
Check Twitter. Please.
We'll post a picture of the white shirt with the purple logo. It looks amazing.
If you're afraid to follow our Twitter account simply because we were called Punchlines in Politics before, you should follow it now just because we have sweet logos on there.
Yeah, it's called Titan Pod now.
Titan Pod. I mean, you can, like, if your friends for some reason look at your following... And you're like, oh, why is he following Punchlines in Politics? It's okay now.
We will also be uploading episodes a lot more now.
Yeah.
Two times a week now that I'm home. And we'll try and continue that even when I'm at school.
Yeah.
We're on the grind now.
Also, update, we're going to make sure that the audio is a lot better when we're farther apart.
So yeah, we were listening back to some of them and it was a little, mic was a little weird.
It was choppy. Mine were choppy at some points too. I mean...
Yeah. I mean, part of the problem is just the distance, but we're gonna mm-hmm. work on that and make sure it gets better.
You can't judge us for the distance, but at the same time, like, we're... Okay.
We might end up buying really nice mics for this.
That actually is the plan, that we buy nice mics for this, so that we can actually get this thing started, because I really like doing this. I know Josh really likes doing this.
I love it.
And, you know, we want to be proud of our craft, if that's what you're gonna call this, a craft.
It's something.
It's something, and we're doing it. So yeah, we're definitely gonna want to do that. If you have any suggestions about mics that we should perhaps invest in, purchase, go ahead and send us a DM just suggesting what we can use. We're open to anything, really.
Make sure you follow us on Apple and Spotify.
Because we're on there!
Yeah, we're on Overcast. There's like 8 different things we're on. We're published on 8 different websites.
We're on a lot.
Including Anchor, which is who we produce with.
Yeah, thank you, Anchor. Shout out to Anchor.
Shout out, Anchor.
Sponsor us, Anchor. sponsor us, Anchor.
But I'm excited. And for season 1, episode 1, Brayden, the world is our topic.
The world is our topic, and we are Titan Podcast.
What are we going to talk about?
We're two idiots talking about nothing.
What do you want to talk about?
All right. You know what I want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about breakfast cereals.
Oh, my God. Okay.
There's a lot of discrepancies with breakfast cereals.
They're all terrible for you.
What?
Every single one is just...
Some are good.
Okay.
Some are good.
I will say
90%. Multi-grain Cheerios?
I will say 90% are just... corn flaked.
Sugary carbs, yeah.
Yeah, they're just corn syrup covered in sugar.
Most breakfast cereals don't claim to not be sugary carbs.
That's true.
Like, that's a lot true. Of them are like, that's exactly
what we
are.
You know what my secret addiction is?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
No, Lucky Charms.
See, that is literally just sugary carbs.
Well, yeah,
you are eating marshmallows that have been in a box for 2 years.
I know, but it's so good.
Yeah, okay, okay, yeah. I mean... Yeah,
you raise fair points.
That I do raise fair
but
points.
But it's so
I don't want to watch the sausage being made.
Exactly. Don't
don't
that.
Show me how the marshmallows are being forged by that Lucky Charms gremlin.
You know what else is actually pretty good? Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch is surprisingly good, but I it like also the makes wild a top it makes a top of your mouth, like the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
Not hurt, but it's like this doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like the same thing goes with a lot of things that are unhealthy for you. Like, you can kind of feel it in your mouth. You're like, oh boy, this is not going to end well. Kind of like Thai food in your bowels. You're just like, oh boy. Feel it on the roof of your bowels. All right,
so let's give them a list. Let's come up with the top three breakfast cereals.
Top three? No, top 10.
Top 10. That's too long.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Fine. Top five.
Top five.
Okay. Top five. All right. Number five for me is going to be...
We'll make a list together. You do five, three,
I'm going to say number five for me is going to be Frosted Flakes.
Mm. Right. Number five for me is going to be Crave Cereal. It's that, like, chocolate-filled, almost like
Wheat Thins. Is that the one with the weird commercials?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one with, like,
it's
the
so
ones.
Good.
Yeah.
I love Crave.
Okay. Number four for me is going to be Rego Cheerios. Quite honestly, Rego Cheerios are good. Like, they just slap.
Number four for me is going to be the Goleen Crunch with the peanut butter clusters and
ooh,
stuff.
Ooh, okay.
Very good.
Okay. Good stuff. Number three for me is going to be Honey Bunches of Oats. Just regular Honey Bunches of Oats. It's just good. But you can't let it sit for long or else it gets gross.
Yeah.
That's the problem with some of these, like, flake ones, is that if you let it sit for more than 5 minutes, like, you're screwed. And you're eating actual just goulash.
Number three, shout out Hungaria.
I know,
that's what I mean.
Hungaria? Yeah, shout out the Hungarias.
Number three for me is going to be Raisin Bran.
Really?
I like raisins in my breakfast cereal.
Bro, we need to get you a psychiatrist or something. Who hurt you?
You.
The sun on the Raisin Bran. That character
I just
want
to eat him.
The way he's holding those raisins.
What's your number
little,
two?
Those little spoons of raisins. My number two is going to be Rice Krispies.
Oh, I can't stand Rice Krispies.
That's okay. Rice Krispies to me, that's like, I love Rice Krispies. They're great.
Yeah.
They're great.
Number two for me is going to be Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, the best of the best right there.
It is.
Number one for me, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Absolutely.
Doesn't need any, it needs no introduction. It's Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I actually like putting extra cinnamon on mine. Like, I have a spice bottle of cinnamon that I put on top of it. It's so good. Do you not do that?
You might be the only person who does that. You absolute psychopath.
All right, so number one for me, already mentioned it, Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms.
It's the greatest.
Lucky Charms is number one for him.
Yeah. Especially the unicorn marshmallow.
The unicorn? So they have different tastes? Yes. The different marshmallows have different tastes?
If you don't think they have different tastes, you are a liar.
All right. Okay. So yeah. If we're talking about different tastes and being a liar, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about water.
Oh, my God. Cold water.
Cold water over warm water.
Absolutely. Every time.
If you drink warm water, I think you deserve to be in, like, an institute. You need to be institutionalized if you like warm water.
Warm water tastes round.
Like, delicious.
Warm water is round. Cold water is pointy.
What? Round?
Think about it. Cold water is like a point. It's sharp. Like, you can feel it going down.
Okay.
Warm water is very round and smooth, and it tastes gross.
It tastes chunky, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Chunky.
Like, chunky water's taste is based off of, like, the temperature, not off of its actual taste, because it doesn't have a taste.
Yeah. You can have slight taste differences, though. So, for instance,
like
the difference between
water
tap water,
tap,
the difference between tap water and then, like, Fiji water is,
I don't like Fiji water. My favorite. First of all, Nestle is a terrible company.
Yeah. Sponsor us.
Actually, I think I would turn down a sponsorship from
Nestle. I would take it.
Yeah, of course you would.
Offer it to me. Don't offer it to Josh. Offer the sponsor to me. I'll take it. I will send me a lifetime supply of Crunch Bars. I will eat them. Nestle makes those slapping Crunch Bars.
You know what's a terrible company is Pop-Tarts. Those things are gross.
Yeah. Depends which one you get.
I guess this is just transforming into a breakfast
episode. I get tired of them really easily. Well, this is Titan Podcast. We can talk about whatever.
So, I was watching a video recently. Do you know each Pop-Tart is 380 calories?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
The unfrosted are 400. How are the unfrosted more calories?
I don't know. That's kind of ridiculous.
It's so weird.
That's kind of ridiculous. What do they do? What are they doing?
I mean, it's all sugar. You know, the only thing that it has is 1 gram of protein.
Okay.
That's the only nutritional value that it has.
1 gram of protein is like eating a peanut. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's one peanut in an entire pastry.
Like, maybe like 2 or 3 peanuts.
All right, you know what? Peanut
It's boy. A handful of peanuts.
Little peanut boy.
It's a jar of peanuts. It's a barrel of peanuts, okay?
It's a Texas Roadhouse style barrel of peanuts.
It's a dump truck of peanuts. Jeez. All right, so since we're Titan Podcast, totally switching gears.
I kind of like this whole breakfast
thing. The breakfast thing is cool. We just did talk about water, though.
You can drink water.
All right, here's a question. Real quick question. Because we're Titan Podcast, we can talk about anything we want.
All right.
When mowing a yard.
Okay.
Do you do rows or do you do the checkered?
I do rows.
Rows?
Yeah.
I'm a rows guy.
I do like...
checkered looks cool. Okay, here's a problem with that. Checkered looks cool if you have a big yard that is very square or rectangular shaped.
Yeah, my yard is very misshapen. I have to mow in rows or else I'll miss spots.
Mine's like a polygon. Like, there's so many edges going on with it.
My yard is the math problem that you got screwed over on in high school.
Yeah, mine is... yeah, mine is just, like, confusing. It's like the...
Dolly Dectoron.
The SATs, like, yeah, Polydectoron. Polydectoron. I don't know. Jeez, it's been so long.
That's a multiple 10-sided shape.
Yeah, oh, gee. Oh.
Like a 3D multiple 10-sided shape. Like a 3D multiple
10-sided shape, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, that's actually the exact shape of my esophagus, though.
Your esophagus? Yeah. Bro, you need to go to the doctor.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
The doctor.
I'm not doing the doctor.
You won't?
So going back to breakfast cereals, I wanna
go beyond breakfast cereals though.
I wanna talk about breakfast foods though.
Yeah, breakfast
foods. Okay, so I wanna say this. There is a weird controversy with eggs, believe it or not. Eggs.
I believe it. I'm a very picky person.
I know. There are a few of my closest friends that just are so anti eggs, and I'm so pro eggs.
And I would say I'm mid.
Mid?
Mid. I only like eggs in three scenarios. I like scrambled eggs.
Okay.
I like omelets.
All right.
And I like eggs in stuff. So like fried rice.
Okay.
Or like ramen, stuff like that.
You ever had Eggs Benedict?
Yes, I don't like it.
Oh.
I don't like anything with the yolk runny. I don't like anything like sunny side. Like, it's just not for me.
Okay. I will admit... I am not a huge fan of runny. Yeah. I can tolerate it. If it's like on a burger, I can tolerate it. I don't really prefer it, but I can tolerate it. But I'm so pro egg. Like, eggs do so many things for you. And like, whenever I work out, like, I'm going to cook myself up some eggs. No seasoning, no salt, no nothing. So I keep my sodium down. I just eat eggs. They're great. I mean, I can't do like the really weird thing where you, like, just crack open an egg and put it in your mouth. I can't do the raw egg thing. That's disgusting.
It's disgusting. That's how you get sick.
I can't do that. It's gotta be cooked, you know?
Yeah.
But other than that, like, you can do so many things with it. Like, okay, a breakfast burrito is better than a regular burrito.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, but it is.
I would agree with that. 100%. It is. Like, first of all, it's healthier.
I've had actual burritos. And they're good.
I had...
like, real ones. I've had, not like Taco Bell, I've had, like, real burritos.
I stayed in Mexico for almost a month, and I had a burrito that was like, you know, fresh ingredients, fresh beans, fresh meat and stuff. And then I had a breakfast burrito that Brayden and I made at 3 a.m. in the morning. It had eggs, beef, bacon, peppers, salsa, bacon, and like some like vegetable stuff.
I think it was like onions and peppers.
It was onions, peppers, and chopped up broccoli. And it was best burrito I have ever had in my life. So good.
Like, okay, I understand if you wouldn't think that that sounds like delicious. Like, not everyone
has to. It's based off of taste.
Not everyone has to be like, all right, that sounds immaculate. Like, that's great.
It was incredible.
We thought it was really good.
But it was like flank steak, too. It was good beef.
So, yeah, basically, I think eggs is probably the biggest controversy. Maybe
I would raise another. I would raise another one.
Which one?
Are you a waffles or pancake guy?
Huh. I'm so-so.
Really?
I'm so-so. So, like, I like pancakes. I feel like they're easier. Mm-hmm. I made both. Waffles, I have a hard time perfecting.
See, I don't like crunchy waffles. I love pancakes. See, I don't like waffles at all.
I really, really like a good crunchy waffle by itself is good. I don't put none of that syrup on it.
The only time I like waffles,
I'll put butter on a little bit, but
is
like,
waffles and ice cream.
Waffles and ice cream.
That they do at the fair near our house.
Waffles and ice cream. When I was a kid, that was like something that we wouldn't have often, but we would have it like once every like, maybe like once every 6 months.
Yeah, I would say I had it like once a year. Maybe.
And it was like, it was so darn good.
Yeah.
Like, and I just remember that was like a pivotal part of my childhood. Was just like, oh, yeah. This was just good. It was just a fantastic thing to have.
Okay, so we talked about a lot of like the different foods. Let's talk about drinks with breakfast.
Ooh, this is good because, you know, the stereotypical orange juice with...
I hate orange juice.
See, I like orange juice. But breakfast foods are very, like, almost always some kind of, like, milk
base. They're base. Not acidic, they're base.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But, so, milk's in so much.
Yeah.
So many things. I mean, or like butter, things mm-hmm. like that, yogurt, things all like that.
Syrup is a base product?
You're not gonna drink orange juice with this stuff!
Yeah. What juice would you rather drink with breakfast? I'm curious.
Quite honestly?
Yeah.
With breakfast.
Because I have a definite favorite that I drink almost every day at breakfast at school.
See, if I had to do I have to do juice though? Because my drink of choice is either just going to be like whole milk or like chocolate milk.
I would say let's pick a juice Slap. And then we can get into milk. Pick a juice.
Believe it or not, I have gotten really into pineapple mango.
Pineapple mango is a good
pineapple
juice.
Mango, I think it's
Tropicana.
Tropicana. I think Tropicana makes it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I think Simply makes one. So you might like that.
Simply has some good stuff.
Yeah,
Simply has
they some make good a stuff. Really good blueberry lemonade.
Really?
Yeah, it's very
blueberry
good.
Lemonade?
Yeah.
I've never had blueberry
but,
lemonade. All
right. My go-to juice every single time is cranberry. I love
See,
cranberry
I do
juice.
Love cranberry juice.
I love cranberry juice. And it's so good for you. It gives you really good antioxidants.
It does. Oh, yeah. Natural antioxidants.
Because my job, I'm not going to get into it because I don't want anyone doxing me. But my job is basically I work out every day for 8 hours a day and I get paid for it, obviously. But it's like hard freaking work. Like I do like hard work and I feel terrible every day. And then I started drinking cranberry juice and eating scrambled eggs in the morning and stuff like that. And it's been so much easier. So highly recommend if you have a very physical job or you work out a lot, cranberry juice, eggs, protein. Even if you're vegetarian, there's things you can do for that.
Nuts,
beans, breakfast burrito with like black beans, eggs, and some salsa. It's still really good.
Are vegetarians allowed to eat eggs?
Yes.
Oh.
Vegans can't eat eggs.
If you're a vegetarian, eat breakfast burritos. These things are so good for you.
It'll do all your protein for one day so that you can focus more on vegetables later.
And if you're not too into carb, you can find like really low carb tortilla.
Whole wheat tortillas.
Yeah,
I use whole wheat. I don't use flour.
Always use low-carb tortillas because, to me, they taste the same.
You could even make a bowl and forget the tortilla at all.
You could do that, too. I mean, like...
Breakfast bowls are amazing.
Breakfast bowls are really good.
Hash browns, potatoes in it.
If you're vegetarian and you need to, like, use... What is it, like Gouda? Is Gouda a cheese that vegetarians can have? No, it's not.
No, vegetarians can have all cheese.
Oh, really?
Vegans are the
the ones that can't.
The vegans can't have butter, cheese, milk, eggs, or anything like that.
Right.
But vegetarians can.
Right. So, okay. Yeah. So there's that. I feel like, okay, cranberry juice is really good. Like, yeah. I love cranberry juice. And you know what's really interesting about cranberry juice? I just learned a couple weeks ago.
Hmm.
If you drink like a crap ton of cranberry juice when you have a urinary infection. I'm not even kidding you. It'll clear it out and you don't have to go to the doctor. It will clear it out. So if any of you listen to this, God forbid you have a urinary infection, if your poor bladder just can't take the heat,
get smoked.
First of all, get absolutely pooned. Second of all, drink some cranberry juice. You'll be good.
Absolutely.
You'll be good.
So another thing, Brayden and I love to cook.
We do.
We cook all the time. So, you know, once in a while.
Shout out to Gordon Ramsay for getting us into that.
Yeah.
But sponsor us.
I want to do a thing where maybe once in a while, Brayden and I will drop a recipe for you guys.
Yeah.
Something that either one of us has done or we've tried together. Mm-hmm. Something for you guys to try, because I feel like promoting people to cook their own meals, eat a little healthier, is always a good thing.
I mean, yeah, especially during this last year. I mean, yeah. Imagine how much better of a place this would have been and how much more secure we would have felt as like a society if we knew how to cook good things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
a lot of people have quarantine weight.
We're out here like, Postmates isn't open. I can't buy anything. Like, go make yourself something, you freaking idiot.
So I want to drop a recipe that Brayden and I have done a lot of times. Mm. This is a really good side dish. It goes well with, like, you know, some like teriyaki chicken. Ooh. Or like a steak.
Delicious.
Something like that. But this is, you know, it's a personal favorite of mine. Super simple. Zucchini and onions.
Oh. Oh, such a good combo. You wouldn't think it.
But it is.
It is.
You literally
you have to season it right, though.
You literally only need four things.
Yeah.
You need two zucchini, either two like medium-sized ones or one really big one.
One really big one, yeah.
One big onion. Chop it up. Do the zucchini in like cucumber-style slices.
Mm-hmm.
Chop the onion into little bits. And you just need salt and butter. And that is it.
Well, you're also going to need like a skillet of some sort.
Well, yeah.
You need something to cook it with. A pan's probably good. I really like to do mine in a pan.
Just fry it over the stove. You know, use some butter. Salt it well, because onion takes a lot of the flavor. So
and the zucchini's going to need it, honestly.
Yeah, but feel free to add things like garlic. Garlic's always a good thing to add.
Garlic's so good.
Paprika, chili powder, stuff like that.
If you're going to put something in it other than salt and butter, I would say put in paprika.
Yeah, and you garlic. Won't regret. You want to use garlic.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah, just try it with a side dish. It's amazing. My mom's been making it since I was a little kid. I make it all the time. Every time Brayden and I have steaks, that's what we have.
Zucchini and onions. Okay. Zucchinis are insanely good for you, too.
Plus, the butter sauce that we use for the steaks, we just pour in on top of it.
Yeah, we just base
it. So that it gets the flavor of the steak in it,
plus,
too.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. We're out here saving the planet one steak at a time.
Also, stop using plastic water bottles. Use a metal water bottle.
Or just like a...
Or an insulated
one would work also.
Because plastic reusable water bottles are the worst thing in the planet.
Okay, well, I have an Under Armour, like, I guess it's technically just, like, thick plastic. What would you call that?
I mean, like, the single use.
Don't use
the single-use plastic water bottles. I use a Nalgene, and I use a metal water bottle.
Yeah. Big plastic water bottle companies, sponsor us.
Do not sponsor us. We won't take the money.
We'll take it. We just won't say anything about you.
Well, then we'll get arrested by the FCC.
You're going to get mad. Well, the FCC...
Oh, they're our homies, though.
They're our homies, though. They sponsor us.
FCC... For legal reasons, the FCC does not sponsor Titan Podcast.
Titan Podcast. Sorry, sponsors them!
That was our lawyer.
Dude, we give so much, like...
Free shout-outs.
Like, free shout-outs and just, like, word traffic to the FCC and, like, all these shout-outs. So, I actually have a recipe that I want to share as well. This is extremely... not vegan or vegetarian friendly, but you should listen to it regardless, because you know it's kind of cool. So this is a really one of my favorite ones. I tried it a couple weeks ago with my grandparents and they loved it. It was a pan seared thyme lamb steak recipe. Some people aren't into lamb just because they're like, oh, this is a little gamey or whatever. I don't really understand that. If you're getting a lamb steak, it's going to taste wonderful. Mm-hmm. Like, as soon as you get into, like, lamb chops and stuff like that, that's a bit more, like, that's an acquired taste, I feel like.
Lamb steak is very, very good.
It's very good.
It's very tender.
Oh, my goodness, it's so tender. So it's a pan-seared thyme lamb steak. You could also use rosemary for it. That works, too. So basically what you're going to need is you're just going to need, like, some lamb steaks. You could get four center cut of them, approximately, like 3 pounds, I think. You could also substitute beef ribeye for this. So this is also technically a beef ribeye recipe as well. You want to get like some kosher salt, some ground black pepper, garlic powder, onion powder. You could do granulated onion, or just regular onions. You could do 4 teaspoons of fresh thyme. You should mince it. And then just a tablespoon of olive oil or avocado oil or
grape seed. Avocado oil is amazing for you.
It is so good. And I like to use it.
It's healthy fat.
I use it. I would probably not use olive oil for this. I've used avocado oil.
I would say canola oil isn't that good for you.
I don't like canola oil.
Avocado oil is a very light, but it's also, it's like the closest you can get to butter with still being healthy, I would say. Avocado oil.
Absolutely. So basically what you're going to want to do is you're just going to like put all your seasoning into a bowl. And then what you're going to do is you're going to put each of your lamb steaks in there. Just kind of massage that, that seasoning into the steaks. Like you're just going to like take your hands, get your hands a little dirty in there. And just kind of like put the seasoning in there. Like just really like, I don't know how other way to say this. That's going to sound sus. Just kind of like Amogus. Press into it with your fingers.
We advocate well seasoning food.
We do.
If you don't season your food right, there's no point in eating it.
There's no, well, yeah. Because quite honestly, life is better with a little bit of zing.
And it doesn't even have to be spicy.
Just and a little bit of zinc.
Throw in some lemon pepper. Make it taste good. You don't need to eat salt and pepper food every time.
Titan Podcast is actually sponsored. I actually want to get sponsored by
Paprika. We use so much
paprika. We're sponsored by the makers of Paprika and zinc.
You know, I was thinking the other day, I've spent so much money at this certain place that I get a lot of presents at for people. I basically own stock because I've added it up. I've spent like $1,000 there.
Oh, damn.
I've spent like $1,000. So I basically own stock in that company.
Basically do. At that point, they should just make you a co-owner.
I'll be CEO. They'll don't be worry CEO about it.
Like, we need to sell. We'll buy.
Back to your recipe.
Sell. Buy. I don't know.
Just do it.
Do it. That's a great price.
Head back to your recipe.
So basically what you're going to do is, I like using cast iron for this recipe, but you can also use just like a regular skillet, or you could use just a regular pan. Usually stainless steel is the way to go. I love stainless steel. I have a Gotham steel.
I use cast iron.
See, he looks to use cast iron. Sponsored by the makers of cast iron.
Sponsored by iron.
We're just sponsored by iron. Right? Yeah. We're sponsored by iron. The makers of iron. Which is just, you know, the world. Shout out to the earth for letting us live here.
Yo, big daps on you, homie. Big daps, for letting us live here.
Basically, what you're going to want to do is you're just going to do, like, a medium-high burner, and then you're going to lay the seasoned lamb in the cast iron skillet, whatever. Let it sear for 2 minutes on both sides just to develop a golden brown exterior. Basically, what you're going to do is you're just, after you do that, you're going to reduce the heat to, like, medium-ish, return the steaks to the first side and the second side, whatever. Cook it 4 to 6 on each side just to get that, you know, that really that tender feel without, you know, absolutely just charring it. And then you want, while you're doing that, while you're doing the 4 to 6 minutes, go ahead and baste it. Like whatever's left over in that pan, whether it be butter, whether it be avocado oil with all the seasoning in that, take that, put it over, just like dump it on over.
No matter what, even if you're using oil or something, at least with meat, I highly recommend just using a small amount of butter.
Oh, yeah.
Butter is not that unhealthy unless you're using an absolute ton of it.
Yeah.
So use a small amount of butter. It makes the basting taste a lot better.
It does.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. So then, yeah, you kind of want to flip the lamb steaks over after that just to let it pan fry. You want to reach an internal temperature of like 145 degrees and, you know, just let it sit for a while after you're done. I usually set a garnish of thyme, which is really good. If anyone doesn't know what a garnish is, it's just
literally. It's also really good to have with lamb, mint. Mint leaves are really good. Yeah. Yeah, ground up mint leaves.
So good. Yeah. So good. So anyway, yeah, that's my recipe for that. I mean,
next week we will give you guys the salmon recipe that we made while Braden came to visit me and where I go to school.
We'll put a picture of it on our Twitter too, so you can see how good it was.
Yeah, it was so good.
So good.
Yeah.
When
this episode goes live, I'll tweet out After I tweet out the episode, I'll tweet out the picture of Brayden eating the salmon.
It was good. It's good. And you know what? We're also gonna tweet out a video, a small video of me eating dry breakfast cereal.
Oh yeah,
like a maniac.
Like Ezekiel Elliott. That's insane. All right, so we spent most of this talking about food. So we should switch it up.
Switching gears.
So for our next segment, we want to talk about, you know, something else we're both pretty passionate about, which is the NBA. So my favorite team, you know, it switches, honestly. I don't really have like a sole favorite that I've loved forever. My favorite player of all time, Steph Curry. Easy money.
Makes sense.
Best shooter to ever play the game. However, if I had to pick a team right now, I'd have to go with the Sixers. You know, hometown pride. We're both from PA.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Philly area.
Yeah.
I'm a big Sixers guy. Always have been. I will say, with the playoffs so far, I was very impressed with the Sixers play round one. The Wizards were a really good team coming in. They fought, like, tooth and nail to get into the playoffs initially. They went on a crazy good winning streak going into the playoffs. And so they're a hot team. They're a hot team. Sixers put them away in five, a little bit of a gentleman sweep. It was a good series. It was a good series. Like, we looked like a championship caliber team. We really did. And, you know, 1.5 of those games we played without our star center, Joel Embiid. This series,
I've been disappointed.
We looked banged up. Yeah. I gotta admit, we choked hard. The last two games, we have choked.
You blew an 18-point lead and then a
26-point
lead.
Yeah.
My word.
In a row. So,
do you think that they're going to be out? Because it's 3-2 right now.
I know. The Hawks are up one. Yeah, the Hawks win one more game.
It's over.
I'm going to say
Game 7?
Well, it has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be. I'm going to say Sixers in 7.
You think Sixers in 7?
Sixers in 7.
I'm going to controversial swing in here and say Hawks in 7. I think you rally in game 6, but I think something happened in game 7.
You think
we
can finish it at home?
I don't think you would finish it at home.
All right. Well, you know what else is really exciting?
What?
Game 7. Brooklyn versus Milwaukee.
When is that?
Tomorrow, I think.
Okay, so by the time this episode goes out, this will be over.
This will be old.
So you guys will know what happened.
Listen to our podcast anyways. Ooh. We're behind in the times.
We're doing a lot of recording in one day today.
Yeah, well, we're on a high streak.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say that's going to be such an interesting game.
It will be.
Everyone expected Brooklyn to come out and just be like obliterate.
I'm excited to watch.
Yeah. But you know what I think is really interesting? Everyone was hyping up the West so much just because, I mean, so many of their teams were so good during the regular season.
The East is killing.
The East is insane.
The power dynamic is shifting. The West. The West was absolute alpha.
For a decade.
The East, no team stood a chance against the West.
Actually, I think it's healthy to argue that the East hasn't been dominant since MJ.
I would see that. But I think the East is now coming in back to the top position.
Yeah. Well, because remember when it was like the Pistons?
Mm-hmm.
The Pistons and the Bulls. Mm-hmm. Back in like 88 were insane.
Yeah. The Celtics have always been pretty good.
Yeah.
But, like, now we're coming to a point where, like, I would say some of the strongest teams in the league are the Bucks, Sixers, Celtics.
Mm.
You know, any one of those. And so I think we're seeing the beginning of the power difference between those two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's exciting to see. Yeah. NBA playoffs is very it's exciting. So this is a really interesting
pilot.
But I think it's a very necessary pilot.
Yeah.
You want to know why? Because we are introducing a whole new
world,
a world of options for discussion topics.
Yeah.
Although this one wasn't similar to our punchlines in politics,
we wanted to give you guys a taste of talking about different things.
Yeah.
I mean, all you guys have heard us talk about to this point are like 9 memes and just a bunch of political topics.
Well, and here's the thing too, like, it kind of shows you a little bit into the our lives personally.
Yeah, you're getting to know us a little bit.
Yeah, better. Which honestly, that's the point of the whole pilot, is that you're kind of, you know, listening and being like, okay, these guys they're real.
Yeah, we're real people.
You know, we don't mess around.
Episode 2 will definitely have a more concise topic. We'll figure out some stuff.
And you know what? Hopefully it'll be funnier, because you know we're not funny at all. We're freaking stupid. We're not funny.
Well, most of the parts where we're laughing is edited out.
We never were funny.
But thank you guys for listening. This has been Titan Podcast.
Titan Podcast. That's two idiots talking about nothing.
Episode 1 of season 1.
This is the pilot.
The pilot episode.
Pilot episode.
We're looking forward to seeing you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Stay tuned. And make sure you check us out at Twitter at Titan Pod.
Oh, yeah.
At Titan Pod is our Twitter handle. It's got links for everything. It's got some cool stuff. Love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Yep.